This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. We were talking with Dave about the Colorado potato beetle and this spinosad. Some people call it spinosad. It's a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean. And it basically came from the rum factories. And what they were doing is when they had their wooden barrels filled with rum and it was ready, they would take out the rum, filter it, clean it, bottle it, and then wash out the wooden barrels and empty it around the buildings. Just flush it out and reuse the barrel. And where the sediment got into the soil, this microbe developed, and it was found by accident. A chemist from I think Dow was on vacation and was visiting one of the rum processing plants, and there was a broken down abandoned one, and he just went to walk around it and noticed that around the area where the doors were, none of the vegetation had any insects on them. And when you got away from it, they were all eaten. And got permission from the government of that island to take some soil. They tested it and found this bacteria or microbe in it. And they now raise it and sell it so that you can garden organically. And Bonide calls it Captain Jack. And it's a great product, and it will take care of all of your chewing insects, which makes it good. So all of your caterpillars, and that's why I was using it on my tomatoes to take care of that tomato hornworm. But it will take care of beetles at the same time, and leaf miner and spider mite. So it's a really, really good product, and it's safe, and it's organic. So call Captain Jack, and it comes in a liquid or a powder. I like the liquid because you don't see the white film all over the foliage. But, you know, as the weather improves, start thinking about liming your lawn. And especially if you have moss, it's important that you get rid of that moss so that your grass can grow thicker and fuller. And once the grass is established and thick, then it won't have enough sunlight for the moss to grow. And the new technology of lime is much better. The old-fashioned powdered lime, you'd put down 50 pounds for 1,000 square feet, and you had to wait 6 to 9 months for the limestone to break down and to change the acidity. But the new lime products have been treated so that they release instantly. And you put it down, and within a 4-week period, they're starting to neutralize the acidity in your soil. So that way, when you put your food down on your lawn or in your garden, the acidity is less, and it's not pulling and holding on to that food. And more of your food is available to the plant. So this year, don't buy the old-fashioned powdered line. Get a product like Turf Turbo. Again, made by Bonide. And one bag will do 5,000 square feet. So instead of buying five 50-pound bags, bringing them home, putting them in your spreader, going up and down your lawn and turning your shoes all white, and then have to wait 6 to 9 months for the product to work, you can buy the Turf Turbo, and within a month or less, it's going to be changing the acidity of your soil, and your plants are going to grow a lot better. Okay? So think about it this year. And you can find the Turf Turbo at a lot of nurseries, garden centers, and even the hardware store. But one bag, 5,000 square feet instead of five 50-pound bags. A lot easier on you. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Bob from Connecticut. And he has a question about his azalea plants.
Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your azalea? What's happening?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Paul, I've decided I want to rejuvenate some mature plants that are quite leggy, you know, very little foliage during the growing season.
Yep.
So I figured I'd try to cut them down to within a couple of inches of the ground before I and see how that works before just replacing the plants. So my question to you is whether or not you would recommend rejuvenating these plants in the early spring, late winter, or if it would be better for the plants to wait until after the blooming, like we prune so many other flowering shrubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, if you prune them now, you're going to lose all of your flowers.
Right.
So I would wait. And the reason is azaleas will bloom, and when they get done blooming, then they make the new growth. So you might as well wait till the flower are beginning to look a little bit tired. You know, they're beginning to have a little bit of brown on the edges, and some of the flowers could actually be blowing off if you have a heavy rain. And as soon as you see that the flowers are getting tired, then I would cut them back. Now, I wouldn't cut them back to 2 or 3 inches. I'd probably cut them back to like a foot.
Oh, okay.
How tall are they now?
Well, I've been pruning them or just cutting them back. They're probably about 24 to 30 inches tall. But they're very sparse. So that's
okay.
What I decided, rather than replacing all of these plants, let me just see how they do after a rejuvenation
mm-hmm.
type approach.
I would wait till the flowers go by, and then I cut them back to like a foot. And then feed them with Holly Tone. Now,
well,
Holly
yeah,
Tone right. also has the mycorrhizae that will stimulate the roots of the plant, and it will help it to produce a bigger top at the same time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate your information.
Oh, I thank you.
And I love the show.
I just think that you've been waiting all winter to have color. And if you cut them now, you're going to lose all the flowers on it. And believe me, by the time this winter is over, we're going to need some color to get everybody excited. So let them come into bloom. Enjoy all of that beautiful color. And then as the flowers start to look like they're tired, get out there, prune them. Now, when you make the cuts on them at a slight angle. So that way, if you do get rain, if you have a flat top on it, the water will sit on it. If it's at an angle, the water will run off, and it will form a callus a lot faster. And then feed them. Put some of that Holly Tone on them. And I would put a couple good handfuls, maybe like 6 inches away from the stems of the plant coming out, scratch it into the soil. So if there's bark mulch around them, pull the bark mulch away about a foot all the way around. Put a couple of handfuls around it. With your fingertips, scratch it in. And then pull the bark mulch back over it. And then try and water them weekly to dissolve the holly tone so that it gets active. It can get into the roots of the plants. The mycorrhizae that's in the holly tone will go from dormant to become active, and then they can start to work, and that will stimulate the new growth. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your advice.
And then do it again in the fall. So like in late August, early September, feed them again, and that will help to get them ready for the winter, because all of the new growth that it's going to make during the summer is going to be succulent. So if you can feed it, it will toughen it up and get it ready for the winter months. And next year, you may not have as many flowers, but you'll have a nice, compact plant that's come back to life for you. Thank you. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Marilyn from Langston, Maine.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll go right to Marilyn. Help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-1261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Marilyn from Lamington, Maine, and she has a question about her grass.
Okay, Marilyn, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Oh, thank you. I have always had pretty good grass on several lawns here. But in the past 2 years, the grass has appeared to clump, so that when I look out now, I see clumps of grass with nothing in between. And when I get down and scratch in the earth, there's nothing in those little spaces in between the clumps.
Are you feeding the lawn, Marilyn?
Yes. I used to feed it faithfully with organic things. I must say in the last couple of years, I do Milagonite, but also mostly the commercial products.
Okay. And you feed it once a year, a couple times a year? Or
About twice a year.
Okay. So once in the spring and once in the fall?
Right.
Okay. Have you limed the ground at all?
Not for several years, I think.
Okay. I think that could be part of the problem. I mean, if you're feeding it twice a year, I mean, a lot of the companies want you to feed it three or four times a year and put all kinds of different products, but it depends on your particular lawn if you need all of those products. But one of the important things to do is to keep the soil on the sweet side. And if you haven't limed in several years and you live in the Northeast where we tend to have acidic soil, then it probably would be a good idea to get some of that turf turbo that quick-acting line. And if your ground is open now, like my lawn, half of it is still snow, so I can't do anything.
Uh-huh.
But if your lawn, there's no snow on it, you can put the Turf Turbo Lime on it now. And
okay.
That way, by the time you get to the middle of April, the end of April, it's already uh-huh. in the soil. And when you put your food in, the Turf Turbo Lime will change the acidity of your soil, and the acidity won't hold the fertilizer that you're putting it down, and that will make the grass get thicker and make the grass get fuller, and you won't have that clumping effect, because plants will always send out side shoots if they're happy. And if the soil is too acidic, then it will stay as a clump rather than get thicker and fuller.
That sounds great. Do you think I should send the soil off to the university for testing?
I would. I mean, last week we had Jeff Lowenfeld, and his main concern about the soil is the acidity of the soil. And he recommends, he's written three books about the soil. And the number one thing that he kept stressing, a soil test is more important than anything else that you're going to do for your lawn this year, because the soil test will tell you what you need to do and what fertilizers you need. Because it's going to tell you how acidic it is. And once you correct the acidity, then the fertilizer will be better available to each of the individual plants and will do a much better job for you. So definitely, I mean, everybody has an extension service. And you can go online,
mm-hmm.
type in your county. Like, when I lived in Massachusetts, each of the counties did the soil test. But now, everybody is done at the University of Mass in Amherst. But if you go online and you just type in State of Massachusetts soil test, State of Maine soil test, it will tell you where and how much it costs. But lime, and then put your fertilizer, and your grass will get thicker. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709.
800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's cold outside. Woo! We have a quick, and hopefully a quick, return of winter. Yesterday we were 7 degrees with a wind chill of 14. Today we were 0 with a wind chill of minus 20 degrees. And it's going to be affecting everything out there, but it's short-lived. Spring is on its way, and before long you'll be out in the yard and you'll be enjoying it. And I was a little bit concerned with the weather, so I called C-Ann from Wild Delight to join us this morning for a little bit and talk about what we can do to help the birds when the weather changes to be this cold. C-Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm cold, C-Ann. I got the furnace on high today.
I know. What a shocker to the system. We're a little bit warmer down here in New Jersey. I think we were 6 degrees this morning. But, boy, did we get spoiled with those days of, like, near 70?
I know. Oh, I mean, it's been, this is the coldest 2 days of the entire winter. And here it is. We're thinking, you know, spring is 19 days away. We're getting excited. And yes, bam, it's like somebody hit us with a hammer.
Yes. I mean, I've got daffodils pushing up and phlox and everything. Things want to grow and change. And I even noticed these past few days that my goldfinches are starting to change color.
And
they're starting to get a little mottled, you know?
Yeah, they're going from that brown to the beautiful shades of yellow.
Yes, so I can see little bits of brighter yellow coming out. So, I mean, things want to change. I mean, the birds are changing their songs and everything. So it's the season. Come on, Mother Nature, stop messing with us. Let's get on with spring.
Now, what can we do? I mean, the birds are going to be affected with this. They're beginning to come in from a warmer climate, and then you get hit with this cold weather. What can we do to really help them out as far as food?
Keep your feeders full. Oh, I made sure I filled them up yesterday afternoon before I came in for the evening, and they're out there this morning just gobbling it up. But you want to make sure that you put a good food out there, and you want to avoid all those fillers that they put into seed mixes like cracked corn, red Milo, millet, because birds want a nice high-fat diet, and sunflower or your nut meats and pumpkin seeds, they are higher in your fats. You know, you figure a 1 cup of sunflower has about 72, 73 grams of fat in it. So that's what they're looking for. And when you get hit with this cold chill, you want to get that furnace going inside you, so you want that fat.
Okay, so stay away from any bird food that's got corn. Plus, the other thing, too, is if you have a bird feeder full of corn, they're going to attract the squirrels, and they're going to attract all of the big birds like pigeons and mourning dove. And you don't want that. You want to get all the beautiful songbirds to come in your yard.
Absolutely. If you're buying a mix and you're noticing the birds kicking most of it out, they're getting rid of what they don't want. Why waste their time eating something that's not going to give them the energy they need? Because remember, birds need to eat their weight in food every day for optimum health. So they don't want to waste their time on ingredients that are just not going to give them the energy they need.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I always look for when I go into any kind of a store, I'll look at the bird food. And I can tell without even picking up the bag, because the bags are all clear, that this is a good bird food, this is not a good bird food. But as you said, when you can see a lot of cracked corn, they're not going to eat it. So you may think that you're getting a deal because the bag is $2 or $3 or $4, but when you put it in your feeder and they knock it right out of the feeder, then you're wasting your time and your money. And then you get that seed that looks like a BB. That's that Milo.
Red Milo. Almost nothing eats it. You know, I always tell people that cheap comes out expensive. You can fill your feeders every day with that cheap stuff, and the birds are just going to throw it out, throw it all over the ground where it's just going to make a mess and weeds are going to grow. If you take a few extra dollars, get that better ingredient, you're going to get more birds. It's going to last in your feeders longer. You're not going to get the mess on the ground. So it really is worth it to get something a little bit better that the birds are going to eat.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, that I've noticed, I have a friend that at times listens to me and at times does what he wants. And he has 4 bird feeders hanging off of his deck. And in the spring, I'll go by and see him, and he has all this stuff growing where the bird feeders were hanging. And I'll say, see all that stuff? That's all weeds that are coming up that fell from the bird feeders. If it was a good seed, you wouldn't have all that junk coming up and getting into your lawn and into the garden. And, you know, in the long run, it's a lot less work for you, and you're doing a better job for the birds.
Absolutely. And if you got feeders over a garden bed or on your deck, you should really consider using what is considered a waste-free. And that's something that's a mix that's totally de-shelled. I mean, we make 2 of them, deck, porch, and patio, and zero waste with fruit. It's just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios, and there's no shells. And that's key because the seed needs the shell to germinate. So if this waste-free happens to fall in your garden, it's not going to germinate, so you're not going to get those weeds.
Aha. And I know a lot of people that live in either condos or in apartments, some of the bylaws is they don't want them to feed the birds because of the mess. But when you have a shellless mix like this, there's no waste. So they're going to eat everything.
That is exactly right. A lot of these cheap mixes are doing a real disservice to the bird feeding industry because they make a mess. They attract things to your yard that you don't want because when you throw food like that on the ground, it's going to attract, aside from squirrels and mourning doves, but you're going to get, you know, possums, raccoons, mice, rats, because that's nature. When you throw food like that, it's going to bring in any living creature that'll eat it.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right. About 3 years ago, CN, we had a lot of rain at one time, and I would go out after the rain, and the rain got into the bird feeder. So rather than put the seed into a box and give it a chance to dry, I just dumped out the seed and threw it on the ground.
Okay.
And I live in a wooded area, and I just figured that the chipmunks or the squirrels would eat it off the ground. And one morning, I get up early, I'm looking out the window, and I saw a rat. And I live in the country, and I have never seen a rat like that before, and this thing was huge.
It was a wood rat, which is kind of, you know, nature. If it had a fuzzy tail, that's a wood rat. That's a very common wild rat. It's the rats with the naked tail. Those are city rats.
Okay. Well, this definitely had a fuzzy tail, but it scared the heck out of me. I mean, I had never seen to a point where I was worried about should I continue to feed the birds. So I went out there, I raked, cleaned out everything, and then they were underneath my deck, so I put a product to get rid of them, did control the rats, and now I haven't seen one in 4 years because I don't dump the seed all over the ground anymore, and it works real, real well.
Yeah, nature's going to do what nature wants to do. I mean, I live in bear country, so that's another motivation not to have food thrown all over the ground because it's going to bring the bears in.
I've been there. I was at my brother-in-law's in Roanoke, Virginia, a year ago, and we were staying for a few days, and I did my radio show from his house in CN. I got everything hooked up. We hooked up to the radio stations, and all of a sudden, the phone lines went dead, and we heard some noise, and we looked at the window, and there were two 3-foot bear cubs hanging from the side of the window and one hand on a bird feeder, and they pulled the phone line off the house.
Oh, no.
But at 5:30 in the morning, two baby black bears hanging from the phone lines and one hand on the feeder pulled the phone line out, and I couldn't do the radio show.
Oh, no.
Oh, you should have... You should have seen the look of us. So after that, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, they took the feeders and got a bracket, hung it off the roof, and that way the bears couldn't get to it any longer. So you got to be careful, and you got to work with Mother Nature so that you don't have a problem like that.
Absolutely. I use ropes and pulleys to keep my feeders 10 feet off the ground so they can't reach them. But the key is using a good mix, so it's not thrown all over the ground to bring them in.
Now, tell us about the seedless mix for people that have a deck and they want to feed on the deck or in a flower bed. What type of seed is found in that seedless mix that you make?
Well, you know, and here I go again saying read the ingredients, because there are some companies out there that claim to have a waste-free mix, but they still put in little bits of corn or white millet. We make two, like I said, deck, porch, and patio. That's got sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. That's it. And then the other one we have is called Zero Waste with Fruit. It's the same ingredients as the deck porch and patios, except it's got 10% fruit in it. So if you want to get that little extra sugar energy for the birds, go with something with fruit in it.
Now, one of the things that you do to your bird food that nobody else does is you put all these vitamins and minerals and all kinds of electrolytes and things. Does that go into your seedless mixes also?
Absolutely. All our advanced formulas have the vitamins, minerals, electrolytes. You know, we want to see healthy birds. And there is so much stress out there. I mean, my goodness, people take vitamins, too, for, you know, to cope with stress. Let's give the birds some, too.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and want you to tell our listeners about this squirrel repellent bird food that you have developed. And I know a lot of people have a problem with squirrels, and they'll eat the feeders and everything else, but not with this blend that you've developed.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with C-Ann, the bird lady from Wild Delight, and she's been telling us right now it's cold out. Get the bird feeders filled, and don't buy the cheap stuff. Buy the good quality bird food so that the birds don't throw it out, and avoid, at all cases, cracked corn, millet, and Milo. And Milo looks like a BB. It's a red seed, fairly large, about the size of a BB. They won't eat it. And there's no fat in it. And that's what you want when you get days like this where it's really cold. So spend a little extra, and there won't be waste. You won't find a whole pile of bird food around your feeder. But Wild Delight developed a new bird food that will prevent the squirrels from going to your feeder. And I know a lot of you work hard. You developed a nice collection of beautiful songbirds and colorful birds. And then all of a sudden the squirrels come in. They chase them away. They empty the bird feeder as fast as you can fill it. But see, and tell us what you've done to keep the birds on the feeder and the squirrels away.
Absolutely. Squirrels are the number one question people ask me about, how to get rid of them. And there's no way to really get rid of them. All you can do is manage them. You can squirrel-proof your area as best as possible with baffles and squirrel-resistant feeders. But we came out with a mix called Sizzle and Heat. And it's a capsaicin-infused seed. Ever eat a buffalo wing and you get that burning sensation in your mouth?
Yep.
That's the capsaicin. And it doesn't bother the birds because birds have no saliva. You need saliva to help activate that burning. And your average songbird has maybe about 50 taste buds, so they have a diminished sense of taste anyway. So those two factors together, the bird, it doesn't affect the birds, but the squirrels don't like it.
So
it helps keep them off your feeders where they won't empty your feeders or chew up your feeders. And I'm getting some really good feedback from people in the field that it's working very well for them. So I'm very pleased with that. And I even tried it on my squirrel, and boy, he was surprised.
So any animal that has lips and saliva, if they start to eat this bird food, the capsaicin is going to get activated on their lips and on their tongue, and it will give them the sensation of heat, just like a buffalo wing will do to you.
Absolutely. And I've had feedback that people tell me the raccoon wouldn't eat it. Someone sent me a little video of a deer turning its nose up at the feeder. I've got people that say the bear won't eat it, but I don't know about that. That may be a little bit too much. But it really working very well against the squirrels.
Now, how can people find these various blends? Can they go to your website and it will tell them where they can go locally to purchase the product?
Absolutely. We have a retail store locator, and you just put your zip code in and how many miles you want to travel, and it'll bring up stores in your area. But I always recommend that you know, when you find a store, call ahead to make sure they have the specific blend you're looking for.
So what is the website, Cianne?
www.wilddelight.com.
In lowercase or uppercase?
Any case. Lowercase is fine. I just type in wilddelight.com and it comes right on up.
Okay. So they can find out about the various blends. They can find out where to get them. And any other information on the website that they may enjoy, especially a day like today where it's too cold to go outside?
Absolutely. There's some of your common birds in the area that they can click on a little, learn a little bit more about it. If you've got kids, we've got a kids' corner where you can actually print out pictures of birds for your kids to color. There's some fun stuff to look into on our website.
Now, the other thing that when it's, you get a lot of cold like this is suet. And what would you recommend that people do for suet to feed the birds?
Oh, got to get that fat out there. Suet is awesome. I take suet year-round, but it's really beneficial on cold days like today.
Okay, so get some suet, fill your bird feeders, and check out the website, wilddelight.com. Thank you, Cianne.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Stay warm.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.